Oh yes, patience. A not so common attribute that we have anymore, especially in today's society. With everything that's been going on and dealing with your family, your friends, maybe if it's something with your significant other, or maybe even with yourself, you just don't seem like you have the patience to deal with it any longer. One of the questions I ask in my coaching practice is what is something that you wish you can improve upon? And most of my clientele will always tell me patience. Well, guess what? Today on this episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, I am joined with my beautiful co-host, Kristen Stevens, as we explore the subject of patience through the lens of love. So, you'll definitely want to stick around for this episode. So, let's go ahead and cue the introduction. How is it going, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Welcome to this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host and coach, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording episode 30, the big 3-0, and I'm feeling it. So, I am joined with my lovely most beautiful and sexiest co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hello, everyone.
I was kind of thinking about today, like, how I give you that beautiful introduction.
Yes.
The last time. And I'm like, how can I top it? So I'm going to make it a goal to give you such an amazing introduction every time we come on here. So I'm just... for you to be prepared, because I'm going to do it every time.
I love it.
So, yes, we are on episode 30, and as I was saying, we are feeling it. I woke up, actually, a couple days ago with a neck cramp. I'm like, oh my god, you know, I'm getting old. My show, we're on episode 30. You know, like, where has the time gone, you know? So, it's amazing, and it's been such an incredible experience being here, being your coach and your host on this amazing platform, and having you guys as being, you know, it's been an honor for you guys to be a part of our listenership. So a big shout out for you guys. So today we are diving into a script from the Bible, and it is from 1 Corinthians. So on this, the next three episodes, actually, for the month of February, we're going to be focusing on love. So last week, we were talking about self-love. And what self-love really is when you peel back those layers, you find out that self-love is more self-acceptance and accepting who you are and loving yourself as the way you are. So the next three episodes we're going to be talking about. So today we are going to talk about love is patient. In following week's episode, we're going to be talking about how love is kind. And then we're going to wrap up the mini series at the end of February on how love keeps no records of wrongs. So Kristen is actually going to be sharing the Bible verse that we're going to be kind of following through in the next three episodes. Kristen?
We thought this was appropriate because February is Valentine's month and all about love. And I know that almost every wedding I have ever been to,
yeah,
they begin with this this section of verses. So it says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but there were where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. And where there is knowledge, it will pass away.
It's such a beautiful verse. It really is. And, you know, with the month of February, Kristen and I were talking about, like, okay, what are we going to do with the next three episodes? And we just felt that this verse, this is one of our favorite verses out of the Bible, and how it can better align with our lesson plan for the next three episodes, and how it's so important for us to realize, you know, why it's so important to be patient, to be kind, and obviously hold no records of wrongs, you know, with ourselves, our family, friends, and partner. So that's what we really want to dive into, is patience, kind, and keeping no records of wrongs in these three subcategories, with yourself, your family, friends, and then your partner. So that's how the next three episodes are going to be structured. So if you guys really enjoyed this, I'm going to say definitely jump back from last week's episode on the self-love episode, because there's a lot of material, a lot of information there on how to start your journey. So,
and if you're single, that does not mean you should not listen to this, because we're talking about being patient with yourself and being patient with your family and friends. So this isn't just, oh, people in love. No, it's for everybody.
Right. So the one thing I do want to stress too is, in relationships, it's so important when you go into a relationship, accepting yourself, loving yourself, understanding who you are. Because I think honestly, like, when people, and I mentioned this in last week's episode, so again, if you guys want a little bit more information, you can jump back to episode 29. But understanding who you truly are and accepting yourself. Because a lot of times people jump to relationship, trying to find that need, that fulfillment, where the entire time they're longing to find themselves. They're trying to get their fulfillment through someone else. And self-love is such a beautiful, incredible feeling.
And I think that this whole series about love is patient, love is kind, love keeps no records of wrongs, I think that it's just us defining what love is and what it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So today, again, we're going to be talking about love is patient, and we're going to be breaking it down as, you know, how do we look at from your standpoint? You know, how is love patient with yourself? How is love is patient with your family, friends, and most importantly, how is love patient with your partner? Chris and I, we looked up the definition of patience. Mm-hmm. So if we're wrong, blame Google, because this is where we got it. So the definition of patience is the capacity to accept or to tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. And I think a lot of times, like with ourselves, like, we get that way, especially when we're not seeing progress with ourselves. So when we are talking, say, for example, like, you know, goal setting, we're all about goals. We're all about becoming the best version of ourselves. And when we talk about, you know, savings or losing weight or, you know, trying to get that job promotion, and then you put everything into it and then you don't get that promotion, and then you get discouraged. And it's like, no, don't do that. You know, there are other opportunities. I am a big believer is when one door closes, another one is about to open. And that's why, like with relationships, people wonder why their relationships fail. And to me, you know, if you're that good person in that relationship, and for whatever reason that relationship, that door closes, you know, it tells me that there is something better on the other side.
I think that, you know, being patient with yourself is, you know, when you're talking about your goals, you know, realizing that every journey begins with one step. Realizing that even if you're not where you want to be in the end, if you are making progress, you need to acknowledge that and appreciate it. And just be grateful that you're actually trying, you know. And just seeing how that you are helping yourself get to the end point, I think, is part of being patient with yourself.
Absolutely. So that's why it's so important with your self-improvement, your your journey that you're on self-improvement and developing yourself, is don't get yourself discouraged because you're not seeing the results. Kristen mentioned a few episodes ago about how people try to lose weight. And this was actually from a meme. This individual was trying to lose weight, and you know, he went, ate a salad, and he got on the scale, and he didn't lose any weight. Like, you know, what the heck? Why are we eating salads? But it's the continuously developing better habits and sticking with it, being consistent. Again, like I've mentioned before in past episodes when we talked about health and fitness, a person doesn't die from eating a cheeseburger. Like, you don't die for eating one cheeseburger. You die from eating multiple cheeseburgers constantly, consistently, throughout your life. So just making better decisions, and then know that in the long haul, it will pay off. With self-patience, it's about being patient and being there for yourself and allow time to get there.
And just acknowledging I am not where I was before.
Yeah.
I'm making strides. I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm not where I used to be.
Exactly. I think those are some valid points. So let's go ahead and move on to family and friends. This is always a fun one too, because when we talk about patience, like, you can master patience. You can wake up every morning and you can have a standard morning routine and you can set yourself up for success. You're feeling great. You get your workout, you got your work clothes on and you're in your car and you're jamming out to your favorite song and nothing's going to bring you down. And then you get to work and then you deal with those people. Or say, for example, if you're heading over to your family's for dinner and then you have a family member that's just constantly negative.
And your family, not your family in particular. I love your family, but
I was going to say, I thought they were pretty great.
They're amazing.
Okay.
Families in general know how to push each other's buttons. Mm-hmm. They know how to try your patience. If you see siblings walking around, that is the least amount of patience you'll ever see in one room, is if there's brothers and sisters in there. Because they know how to push each other's buttons. And, you know, I do think that patience with family takes a lot of effort. And even patience with your friends, I think takes some effort, because you feel like they should know. But for me, patience with family and friends is realizing that they are not you, and that your expectations of them may not be their expectations of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to free you up from a lot of grief and disappointment if you can see that. And it's going to allow you to be way more patient if you realize, hey, my expectation of what a sister or a friend is not their expectation or right. of what a sister or a friend is. We have two different perceptions of that. And so acknowledging that can actually help you to be more patient.
So, yeah, no, I agree 100% on that. Because here's the thing, like, if you're into fitness, for example, and your buddy is going to go work out with you, and you're there, you're lifting your gains, and, you know, you're just doing your rips or your sets, whatever you guys want to call it. I'm more of a cardio guy, okay, guys? I'm not saying I don't know my way around dumbbells, but I'm just saying I'm more of a, you'll catch me on the treadmill more than anything else. But then you got your buddy that you came to the gym with, and he's sitting there on his phone. Maybe he's taking, you know those people at the gym, guys, come on. And sitting there taking the selfie, it's like, oh, I'm working out. Are you? You're working out your thumb, you know, working on your Instagram following, but you know, your expectation is like, so your expectation in the gym is way different than others. But, you know, at the same time too, you know, if, say for example, if he goes there and say if he takes 15 minutes on the treadmill, you know, I mean, that's some progress, you know, and you're over here, you know, moving mountains and, you know, lifting with bodybuilders or whatever, you know, but, you know, understand that your expectation doesn't always align with the other person's expectation for themselves. Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one laying in bed. What do you think you're doing? Don't hit that snooze button. When you hit that snooze button, you're giving your dreams or goals permission to wait. Having a strong morning routine sets a tone for your day. It better allows you to have control over your schedule rather than your schedule controlling you. As we start each day fresh, we can better focus on what is in front of us, how to prioritize your time, and ultimately increase your productivity. When you sign up for the Rise Up Morning Routine program, you'll discover 1. How to increase your productivity, 2. How to plan more effectively, 3. How to become more agile, and 4. Learn how to unlock your mindset to make more money through your current career or through the business you're starting. Join my program by heading over to our website at www.coachwithbyron.com/coaching and sign up. I will then send you free information about this amazing, life-changing 21-day program. So what are you waiting for? Today's about over with and it is 10 a.m. So go ahead, head over to our website and sign up and we'll see you in the morning.
And I actually have a little story to tell you guys, an example of patients with family. And so I know that this is not something I talk about on the show, obviously, but so last December, my father died unexpectedly. And it was obviously very difficult. I miss my dad. I love my dad. But I can't pretend that our relationship was wonderful. It was strained, like many people. I remember that he used to call me a couple times a week, and his calls were just really negative, kind of combative. Like he wanted to argue about everything. He wanted to judge the things I was doing. He wanted to try to control me. Pretty much, I just set some boundaries, basically, and said, we can talk about positive things, or we don't talk at all. And that's your decision. And, you know, little by little, our conversations turned a little bit more positive. Not all the way. There were still, you know, a lot of negative talk, but it was a little less. Like, he'd be like, I'm sorry, I know I'm being negative. You know, he might have been a little sarcastic about it, but he at least was making a little bit of effort. And so I had to acknowledge that when we had a positive conversation and say, you know, Dad, I'm really glad I got to talk to you. This was a nice talk. You know, to kind of give him an affirmation of, hey, I acknowledge your effort in trying to be a little better. And I want you to know that. And another thing I had to do was I had to realize that my expectations of what a father was supposed to act like, that those were not his expectations.
Right.
And when I realized that, it was very freeing for me. And I was able to be more patient with him because I wasn't automatically expecting him to behave the way I thought he should behave.
Right.
So
absolutely, that's a very powerful story. And you know, again, everyone's situation is a little different, so I really do appreciate you sharing that here on the show, Kristen. And you know, again, I was very fortunate. You know, I have a father that's with me and is very supportive and very loving, and so, and I'm very thankful for that too. But you know, at the same time too, you know, I feel that you did what was right, setting those boundaries and understanding, like, you know, you were very patient with him through that progress, because, you know, with your patience, you showed a sense of gratitude and love because of the efforts he was putting in. So that's very powerful. And, you know, again, I'm very appreciative of you sharing that.
Thank you.
So now we've covered love, self-love through patience. We've talked about family, we've talked about friends, as far as being patient with them, with their progress. Again, you know, if they don't hold the a light to, or I'm sorry, a candle to your progress. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean they're in the wrong, but they're showing some progress and you just got to be patient with them. But let's talk about something that's something that we talk about in our daily lives quite a bit. We don't usually share as often, but let's talk about partnerships. Our love partnerships. Sorry, I had to. So let's talk about your romantic relationships. You know, rather if, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, if you're engaged, if you're married, or if you're through, like, your, I don't know, been engaged for 7 years. Pam.
Pam Roy.
Pam Roy from The Office. Yeah, hey, you guys, if you guys are an Office fan, please send me a DM. Let me know you're an Office fan, because I love to communicate with Office fans. So on Instagram, shoot me a message, @CoachWithByron. Let me know. So
we are your people. We are Office fans.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So back on subject here. So let's talk about partnerships and how we can better mainstream our partnerships through, you know, a level of patience. So Kristen was actually, she mentioned a great example when we were writing some show notes and we were talking about, you know, different examples we'd love to share. And she mentioned about, say for example, husband and wife, they just got off work, they got home. The wife went, picked the kids up from daycare, got home. Now she's got to cook and she's got to clean up dishes. She's got to get the kids washed and cleaned and put to bed, and the husband comes in and he just plops in front of the television and is watching a football game. So there's a lot of different aspects to this. Obviously, you know, when we talk about patience, you know, patience has, well, if you have someone like that, you gotta have patience. When we're looking at it, we just need to be able to, two things. One, communication. I think a lot of relationships, that communication is very essential, and it's a very underrated tool that we use in our relationships.
People cannot read your mind. Your significant other can't read your mind.
As much as you think your husband or wife can read your mind, you know, at least from a guy's standpoint, sorry guys, we're not really good mind readers. So in a situation like that, so you have four tasks at hand. Let's say pick up kids, cook dinner, clean up after dinner, and then you got to put the kids to bed. An example of that, I'm stumbling with my words here. So for an example, the significant other, rather, you know, the wife, you know, she could speak up and say, you know, hey, could you give me a hand? Because the husband could be not aware of what is going on. You know, it's something that has been going, you know, I mean, she's been doing it for so long and, you know, she hasn't said anything.
That's how his parents did it.
You know, that's just the way it is. And he doesn't think anything of it. But when you speak up, say, hey, can you give me a hand? You know, and then having that conversation on splitting those tasks up, because I think it's a lot easier to manage it, obviously, when you have less tasks at hand. If you have four tasks, you know, she can go ahead and cook and put away dishes, and he could go pick the kids up from daycare, and then he could make sure that they get washed up and clean and put to bed. You know, so I think a communication is a key component in that. I mean, what are your thoughts, Kristen?
I totally agree with that. And I think, you know, going along with this example, I think this is a pretty common thing, a pretty common argument amongst couples. You know, if you say to your significant other, look, I really need some help. I do all of this and I need some assistance. And the next day, let's say that he listened and his idea of giving you assistance was he cleared the dinner table. And while that's not really giving you as much help as you need, it's something. Mm-hmm. And it shows he's making an effort. And so I think being patient with him by saying, I appreciate that you did that. I appreciate that you put the dishes and stuff away, that you picked them up. No, it's not everything you wanted that person to do, but it's a start. And you have to acknowledge their start. And maybe the next day you say, hey, I loved how you picked up the dishes. Tonight, can you maybe chop up some vegetables for supper? And, you know, even though you may have to explain to them what you need them to do, if they're willing to do it,
Right.
You've got to appreciate that and acknowledge it. And help. I would think that would help you to be more patient with them.
Absolutely. Them stepping up and showing that they do care and they do value your relationship with them and vice versa. I think that that speaks echoes on their character. Because I'm going to be honest, like in a lot of relationships, I feel that they, you know, they have their honeymoon grace period.
Absolutely.
And then after a year or two, you kind of get settled in your ways. And then you just, they call tunnel vision is what I call it. You know, you just kind of see what's in front of you and you kind of ignore the small details. I think honestly, like, it's not that they don't love you or they don't appreciate you. It's just that they don't have an idea or direction as far as what they could do more than what they're doing to help you. And I think that's where the communication piece comes in. Because again, I feel that communication is a very underrated platform in relationships. And it just takes that one person to speak up, say, hey, you know, can I get some help?
It's going to help you to be more patient with the situation as well, if you know that they've heard you.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's what we have for partnership. So again, you know, having those communications, having that time to be patient with your partner, working with them, talking to them. And again, communication is very essential in partnerships, as well as with your family, friends, and then having positive self-talk with yourself. And then realize that, you know, everything works on time. Time is the essence of life. And even when we depart from this world, guess what carries on? Time. But we have to have patience. The world doesn't evolve around us. And this is what I say constantly to my friends, my family, clientele as well, is you have to be patient. And I know it's very difficult in the world that we live in of instant gratification.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, like, if you can wait, and that's why when we go back in relationships, like, you jump in a relationship, you jump into another relationship because it don't work out, because it failed. It's like, step back, love yourself, appreciate yourself, and thank God every single day, and have a sense of gratitude. And then eventually, in its own timing, in God and universe or whatever you do believe in, that special someone is going to come in your life. And it's going to be without any effort. They're just going to come in your life and it's going to feel very natural.
They're just going to send you a message on Facebook.
That's right. And not a creepy one. You guys, don't do that.
They're going to join an office group.
Yes.
And they're going to be like, I'm going to send her a message. And then here we are.
You know, yeah, you know, what the heck? You know, let's go ahead and just kind of open it up. So that's how Kristen and I actually met. About a year ago. Almost a year ago. We were on an office group, and I saw that she made a remarkable comment about someone sent a meme, and I think she said something along the lines of, that's what she said in terms of Michael Scott. For those who are Office fans and are chuckling or can relate to it, please send me a DM. I'd love to network with you. Because we're Office fans in this family. And so I thought, you know what? I just had a feeling like I'm going to message her. I'm going to start a conversation. And, you know, from a small conversation led into a phone call, several hours of phone calls.
Yes.
One time we were actually on the phone for about, eight hours. 8 hours. We had an 8-hour phone call, people. It was insane. But we loved every minute of it. And then, you know, we ended up meeting up, and then we spent the entire summer in the podcast project series. I've talked about our summer bucket list and things we've done, and things have been just very great. And I have a sense of gratitude every single morning because I waited. I took my time. And again, I'm like everybody else, you know, I mean, we all come from some sort of failed relationships. But, you know, when I stepped back and I said, you know what, I'm going to focus on myself. I'm going to learn to love myself for who I am. I don't need to go out and have someone say, hey, you know what, I accept you. you know, you are loved now. No. I love myself. I accept myself. But, you know, it's even more incredible when you have your glass full of self-love. And when you meet someone and their glass is full of self-love and how it just kind of overpours. Because you're happy with yourself, they're happy with theirself. And then you bring that chemistry in a relationship. It's just, it's an incredible feeling. And it's hard to describe, but it's not something that you can describe in words. It's something that you feel. It's an emotion. And at that point, you know, it's right. So.
Aww.
So I'm getting sappy here, you guys. I'm sorry. But again, you know, when you're going into this month of love, this February, and even if you are not with someone, take time to appreciate and value yourself. Invest back in yourself. And when you do that, you know, it's going to set yourself up for a better relationship. You know, you don't need to depend on someone else to go get your self-worth, because you know what your net worth is and you value yourself. And I think when you have that mindset, it just makes your relationships, rather if it is your relationship with your family, your friends, or your romantic relationships, it makes it 100 times better because you know where you stand and how you love yourself.
Just be patient with yourself, your family, friends, and your partner. I know it's not going to be easy. Patience is like one of the hardest things to do, but it will be very much worth it.
Absolutely. It's like they say, the world wasn't built in a day, or Rome. Well, Rome isn't, you know, the world, so whatever.
Yes. Yeah. We got it.
We got it. Yeah. So, you know, and it took God to build the world in 7 days. So understand that. You know, you may be only on day 2 in your personal development, your self-improvement journey. And, you know, relationships, if you're not there, you're not there. It's totally okay. You know, just be happy and be blessed and show a sense of gratitude each and every day that you're here on earth and God is allowing you to start your new day with a sense of gratitude.
And acknowledge your steps that you're taking towards your goals.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have on today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead, take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top and scroll all the way down, leave us a rating and review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press the follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and take a picture of yourself listening to this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you guys share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of each and every episode to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys, and we deeply appreciate all of you, and we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.